Okay, so the Gemara says, pick it up from the bottom of Ayin Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, "V'sukom yigoyelu." There was another shaila before the Esther Belozer, but now they had another shaila the Esther Belozer. My lots is besandal shul sham b'yom kippurim. Are you allowed to wear a sandal sham? Sham Rashi learns the sham is some kind of reeds. On Yom Kippur. Omer Ravitzik ben Achmeni al Ragla v'Omer Anira Isis Reb Shulman Levi Sheyotzu b'Sandal Shusham B'Yom Kippurim. Anira Lu B'Tayne Siba Mai Omer Leilishlo Omer Rav Rechana Anira Isis Reb Elozer Dim Inim Bei Sheyotzu b'Sandal Shusham B'Tayne Siba V'Amina Levi Yom Kippurim Mai Omer Leilishlo. So we have here Reb Shulman Levi and Reb Elozer Dim Inim Bei that they ask him that you're allowed to wear a sandal Shusham both in Yom Kippur and on the Tayne Siba. Doesn't have a din of a now. But the Gemara, Rashi doesn't spell out why not. Why does it not have a din of a now? We'll have to see Bamshuk. Rabbi Yehuda Nofik Bidhitni, Abai Nofik Bidhutsi, Rova Nofik Bidhiyavli. Rabbi Rafuna Korach Sutra Kaiva Nofik. So these are all kinds of Hitni Rashis is a Minsham, and Hutsi is Kapis Tmorim, and Yavli is Asovim. All these kind of shoes. They're not made out of wood, they're certainly not made out of leather. The Mutar and Yom Kippur. Basically, Rami Bachoma. So Rami Bachoma asked the Kasha. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, in Salachay, Hakiteya Yetzi Bekapshu like Divi Rameir, Rav Yesi Oysa. So Rameir says that a Kiteya, a person who's missing a limb, and he has a wooden leg, he's allowed to wear the wooden leg on Shabbos. Because, well, we'll see in a minute, it's not called carrying, it's called the malbush. The Gemara, in Rashi, it's called the shul. It's hard from the Gemara, see from the Gemara elsewhere also that it's called the shul. Rabbi Yossi says that it's also, it's not a shul, and it's not a malbush. But Tony Allah, we learned in the Braise, if it's shovim, shos, lots, it's going to be a makipur, but in Yom Kippur, it's a lot of awesome. So what do you see? So Rashi learns that the kash is from Rabbi Yossi. The Hemshel the Gemara is muchach like Rashi, because the Gemara's answer is going to be that Rabbi Yossi is made it to a mayor, that really Rabbi Yossi is made it to a mayor. So from the answer that really Rabbi Yossi is made it to a mayor, you see that the kash is only on Rabbi Yossi, only from Rabbi Yossi, not from a mayor. A mayor is good. A mayor says that a kava kiteya is a shoe. So mainly you're not allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. If it's a shoe, you can't wear it on Yom Kippur. It's a shoe in your Shabbos. So on Shabbos you could wear it. It's not called carrying. And if it's a shoe, then on Yom Kippur, it's also awesome. It goes together, two sides of the same coin. If it's a shoe, then it's Mutar on Shabbos. And if it's a shoe, then it's also on Yom Kippur. So Rameh is good. Shalom on Yisrael. We don't know why, according to Rameh, a Kava Kiteya is a shoe and a Hitni Behutza is not a shoe. Why is an Al Shal Sham not a shoe? That the Gemara still is not spelling out. But that's not the Gemara's, that's not the Nekuda that the Gemara is addressing. The Gemara is not addressing why is a Kava Kiteya shoe more than an Al Shal Sham, more than what Rashi calls Hitni Behutza. That the Gemara takes for granted. So we're just dealing with the din of the Kava Kiteya itself. According to our mayor, it's a shoe. You're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wear it in Yom Kippur. It's good. So from our mayor, we don't have a problem. But the kash is from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, so the Gemara understands that the pshat is because it's not a shoe. If it's not a shoe, so why is it also on Yom Kippur? So the chari, you see that even something that's not a shoe, if it protects your feet from the ground, then it's also on Yom Kippur. So that's the Gemara's kash. So now shul sham that also it needs also even if it's not a shoe, but it should be also on Yom Kippur because it protects your feet from the ground. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Abai answers on Abai Hosam to Isbek Sisim Mishum Tainuk. That has padding. And the Isse is talking about a shoe. But since it's padded, the Nal Shal Sham is not padded, it's hard. But here it's padded. If it's padded, it's a Tainuk. Yom Kippur, the Iker Isser is Tainuk. The Asin is the Sandal is Tainuk. So if the Kara Kiteya, even though Rabbi Yossi holds not a shoe, you're not allowed to wear it in Shabbos, not a shoe, but padded it is. A Tainuk it is. So it's also Mishum Tainuk. Amalei Rova, Shrova asked, "V'ilav manahu tisim ashvelei mana." If it's not a shoe, then the padding is not going to make it into a shoe. V'oid kol tainu d'lav minuhu be'amakipurim yoser. And if it's not a shoe, then who cares that it's a tainug? So you see that panning is not an issur. The lesson right here bothers me a little bit. The chayr of his kasha is manashach. The padding doesn't make it into a shoe. And since it's not a shoe, then who cares that there's a tainug? The Gemara makes it sound like it's two separate kashas. Kasha number one, if it's not a shoe, how does the padding make it into a shoe? But oid, called tainug lav minulu, any tainug that's not from a shoe is not also on Yom Kippur. Oid is mashmi, these are two independent kashas. Kasha number one, an independent kasha. If it's not, since it's not a shoe, it's not. Who cares that it's a tainug? Kasha number one is that the padding doesn't make it into a shoe. Kasha number two, if it's not a shoe, then the padding, then the tainug is not a problem. That's not two independent kashas. It's two sides of the same kasha. He was saying the padding doesn't make it into a shoe. Now that it's not a shoe, I is padded and there's a tainug. Who cares that it's a tainug? But a tainug that doesn't come from a shoe is not also on Yom Kippur. It's out of a oid. Ladies, master, these are two kashas you could ask independently. Kasha number one, it's not a shoe. That's not a kasha. Abai agrees that it's not a shoe. That's Abai's point. It's not a shoe, but it's also mishum tainug. So by itself, that's not a kasha. The ikka kasha, the second kasha. Go tainug to lav minulu, since it's not a shoe. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not a shoe, so who cares if there's a tainug? That's the main kasha, the second kasha. The first part is only a preface to the second part. The padding doesn't make it into a shoe. And now, given that it's not a shoe, the padding didn't make it into a shoe. And given that it's not a shoe, so who cares if there's a tainug? So I don't know what's the pshat in the void in the Gemara's kasha. Al kaponim, Rava doesn't like what Abai says. And there was another raya, and it Rava's another kasha altogether. Void midik tani seif meishiv beiskibul tisim tamei b'chadar meishal abedis tekisim askinon. Mishnah itself is muchach that it's not talking about a case where there's padding, because the Mishnah goes on to say that if it was a base kibble for padding, then now it's called a kli because it has a base kibble. For carrying as a base kibble for the padding, so that makes it into a kli. Apparently, the Reisha was talking about where there was no base kibble for padding, so there was no padding. So then you lose Abai's parents altogether. Elam Rava La'elam B'Kuli Alma Minalu. The Emes is about it's a shoe, and even Koyta B'Yesi is a shoe. That's why it's also Yom Kippur, because it's Hakol shoe. With the Shabbos Vopligi Masava Gazrinu Dulu Mishtamet Vosla Sui Taladamus Masava Lo Gazrinu. In other words, Rava's answer is the Gemara thought Lachatchila. Abai thinks that the machlekes of Meir Yosi is the machlekes in the definition of a shoe. It's a kavakiteya shoe. Abai holds it's a shoe. That's why you can wear it on Shabbos. Abai holds it's not a shoe, so you can't wear it on Shabbos. So then they weren't a problem. So how can they both agree that it's also on Yom Kippur? If a coin to Abai is not a shoe, then it should be mutar on Yom Kippur. And if it's also, it must be that even something that's not a shoe, as long as it protects you from the ground, it's also on Yom Kippur. That's a kasha nal shel sham. Why is now Sham and Hutzavi hit me any different? That was the Gemara's kasha. Rava's teretz is that the premise is wrong. Rameh and Rav Yosi are not arguing if it's a shoe. A now shall a kavakite is a shoe. Rav Yosi agrees that a kavakite is a shoe. And that's why it's also Yom Kippur, because if it's a shoe, it's also Yom Kippur. A now shall Sham is not a shoe. But this is a shoe. A kavakite is a shoe. If it's a shoe, so why does Rav Yosi ask you to wear it on Shabbos? For a different reason altogether, as I think a reason. Because since it's not, his foot doesn't go into it in the normal way, so it's very easy to fall off, and it might fall off, and it'll wind up carrying it. So therefore, I don't know how he's going to carry it if he doesn't have a foot. But anyway, but a kapana, that's just a secret thing. It's going to wind up falling off. So I don't think it's like a wooden leg. I think it's not like a whole wooden leg. How could it be a chashash's wooden legs that are fall off? He's going to carry it. Doesn't make any sense. I think it's just a replacement for his foot. So it's like the shape of a shoe. So he could walk without it. Not so comfortable, but he could walk without it. So if it falls off, he might come to carry it. So maybe that's a machlekes or maybe basically whether with grace that he might come to carry it. But the kuli alma has a din of a shoe. Not kind of the sugya segamar. So the first thing that we need to know is that it's number one, two things actually. First of all, in the Gemara's Havamina, that Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yossi are arguing whether a kava kiteya is a shul. What's the nekudas hamachlekes? What's the machlekes? Why shouldn't it be a shul? That's question number one. Just pshat. We want to look at Rashi. How does Rashi learn the Gemara? So that's issue number one. What's the nekudas hamachlekes between Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yossi? According to Rava, we know what the machlekes is. Everybody agrees it's a shul. The machlekes is there exactly you might come to carry it. But according to the Habim in Gemara, and according to Abaye, it was a little bit of emphasis, that's true. There are Meir and Rabbi Yossi arguing whether a kava kitei is a shul. So be my pligi, what's the nekuda semachlekes? That's question number one. Question number two, according to Rabbi Meir, that a kava kitei is a shul, according to Rabbi Yossi, also a kava kitei is a shul. So how come a nal shul sham, we had before, the Shul Levi, how come a nal shul sham is not a shul? What's the difference between a kava kitei, which is made out of wood, and a nal shul sham that's made out of reeds or whatever it is? If one is a shul, the other thing should be a shul. So let's see if there's any Ramazim in Rashi. Let's see Rashi inside. So Rashi says, sham, whatever, some kind of reed. The tainus tiber, shanik zel acham, the same as the tainus also means sandal. With the hitni min sham, with the hutzni sandal shul kapis tomorrow. The Yavli shall have Yesi the Kapshli b'Shabbos Kab, whatever, French word. Rabbi Yesi Eisa, Kasavar, so Rashi says, Rabbi Yesi Eisa, the Yesi holds you're not allowed to wear a Kabak, you're not allowed to wear a Kabak Kitei on Shabbos, because it's not a shoe. Why is it not a shoe? Zok Rashi, Kasavar lav minabu. Hoyil ve neshova bakal. Because it's not shova bakal. It's not something that most people wear. It's something that only a kiteya wears. So since it's a shoe that's only fit for a kiteya, it's not a shoe that's fit for everybody else. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not a shoe. Let's finish the Rashi, but this is the main thing I want to talk about. Why? Says the Rav is saying it is a minul. Everybody agrees it's a minul. Kava kiteya is a minul. That's why in Kippur it's osur. That's Rav's teretz for the kasha. But Yossi agrees that it's a minul. He has his eye to get shuli. He might carry it, but it's really a minul. That's why not a word in Kippur. But a hitni behutzo, a nal shul sham, that's not a minul. And why is that not a minul? Rashi doesn't tell us. So the one clue that we have in Rashi, maybe from this one clue we can build up everything else. One thing that Rashi tells us, he doesn't tell us my time of the Rav Meir, and he doesn't tell us why hitni boots are any different. The only thing Rashi tells us is that time of the Rav Yossi, why does Rav Yossi hold that a kav, at least in the Kahavim in the Gemara, that Rav Yossi is arguing Rav Meir fundamentally, what's the definition of a nal? So Rashi tells us that the reason why Rav Yossi holds a kav kitei is not a nal is because it's not shavu bakel. So only a kiteya could wear it. If only a kiteya could wear it, so it's not shalva bakal. So it's not a nal. So how much could we? I think from that one Rashi, we could reconstruct maybe a lot more. First of all, if Rabbi Yossi says the reason why it's not a shoe is because it's not shalva bakal, so why does the mayor hold that it is a shoe? So it could be one of two things, Ramis. But I think it could be Rav Meir doesn't require Shava Bakel. Maybe that's the Machlekes. Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need Shava Bakel. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi holds you need Shava Bakel. And Rav Meir holds that you don't need a Shava Bakel. And now is a now, even without being Shava Bakel. Or I think we could say there's another possibility. It's hard to know for sure which one is right. But I think there's another possibility. What's another possibility? If Rabbi Yossi holds it's not a nal, and a kava kitei is not a nal because it's not shava bakel, so why does Rabbi Meir hold that it is a nal?
It is shava bakel.
It is shava bakel. It's not true. It's not shava bakel. Most people don't wear a kava kitei.
Well, maybe it's shava bakel for all who don't have, like, who all are a coat, for everyone who's an amputee.
Right. It could be, Rav Meir holds that it's shava, it's not shava bakol for all people, but it's shava for all people like him. You know, it's not a, you know, you can't put a, you know, you can't put an undershirt on your foot and call it a shoe. It's not shava bakol. But something that all people like him wear, then it could be called a shoe. I think that's the Pshat in Rashi in Shabbos, and the Mishnah in Shabbos, this Mishnah. So there, Rashi doesn't explain Rabbi Yossi, he explains Rabbi Meir. So I'm a clear. Tipei Torah, Aniyah B'mokam Echad, Ashiyah B'mokam Achad. Rashi Rabbi Yossi explains Rabbi Yossi, doesn't explain Rabbi Meir. Rashi in the Mishnah in Shabbos doesn't explain Rabbi Yossi, but he explains Rabbi Meir. Rashi in the Mishnah in Shabbos says, Rabbi Meir says, Kavei Kipei is a Nal, so Dr. Rashi, because it's, maybe I can show it to you. I can tell you, Yaisi Bakavshali Dibra Meir, Zokt Rashi, Yaisi Bakavshali Diminil Dibehu. It's his shoe. That's Pshat Rashi. What does Rashi mean that it's his shoe? Rashi means that, Rashi means for a Kiteya, it's a shoe. And that's Pshat Minil Dibay. For a Kiteya, it's a shoe. Minil Dibay doesn't mean, I don't think Minil Dibay means, doesn't matter that nobody does it, this crazy person decided to do it. That's not called minul didei. Minul didei means because he's a kiteya, so for a kiteya, this is a minul. Okay, so zechinu that we have now, machlekes, we understand the machlekes, or at least the way Rashi presents it, we understand the machlekes in Meir and Rabbeisi. Rabbeisi holds you need a nala shava bakel, the shoe that most people wear. Kama kiteya is not a shoe that most people wear. And Rameir holds that it's minul didei. I want to stress, minul didei doesn't mean you don't need shava bakol at all. In a certain sense, you need shava bakol. In other words, minul didei still means it's not a hefkevelt. You can't just put anything on your foot and call it a shoe. Minul didei means it may not be a minul for non-kiteyas, non-kitim, but it's a minul for a kiteya. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir both agree that a shoe has to be a minul that people wear, that people in general wear. But Rabbi Yossi holds that means that's a mamish shava bakol. So if it's a minul only for kittim, it's not a minul. And Rameir says, no, it's enough that it's a minul for kittims, because that's called minul didei. So now, if that's the case, so now we can turn our attention to the other question, which is, and why is the nal shel sham different? Why is the nal shel sham not a minul? Which Rashi never spelled out. What's the answer for that? And that's very misbakish, really, in a way, a pella in Rashi. Why didn't Rashi? That's when you need to read the sugya. Why did Rabbi Shulam Levi go with the nal shel sham? Why is it not a shoe? You know, I wear a shoe on Yom Kippur. So why is it not a sham? Okay. And the frat, so you can say, well, leather, you know, we know that leather shoes, we're going to see where the leather shoes come from later on in the sugya. But meanwhile, in Agamara, we have wooden shoes. A kava kitei is made out of wood. And it seems that it's a shoe. Maybe it's not a shoe because it's not shoe bakol. Or maybe it is a shoe maybe it's enough that it's middle of the day. But nobody said a word about leather shoes. As far as what we know so far from Rashi, there's no requirement of leather. A shoe is a shoe. The shoe fits, it's a shoe. And if it's shalva bakel, it's a shoe according to Rabbi Yossi. And if it's middle of the day, it's a shoe according to Meir. So now shel sham, why isn't it a shoe? So what's the answer? What's the answer now that we... Not shalva bakel. It's not shalva bakel. Most people don't wear now shel sham. They don't wear now that's made out of reeds or made out of... I think some of shalva sham is bamboo, whatever. People, that's not the kind of shoes that most people wear. It's probably not even that comfortable. So that's not a shava bakol. And even though Rameir doesn't need shava bakol, so what we said, Rameir doesn't need shava bakol only because it's nal didei. We said it's nal didei means at least it's not may not be shava for everybody, but it's a nal that's normal for him. That's what nal didei means. Nal didei means for him it's normal. Rabbi Yossi also need normal for everybody. Shava bakol. And Rameir says you don't need normal for everybody, but you need normal for him. That's nal didei. But a nal shel sham, a nal of hitni behutza, that's not normal for anybody. That's not the normal footwear for anybody. So that's takanat a nal. That's why it's mutar on Yom Kippur. So that's why I said that even though Rashi only explains of all the issues that we wanted to know, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yossi, what's Pshat in Rabbi Meir, why is the Nal Shel Sham any different? So the only thing Rashi told me is the Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold that a Kava Kiteh is not a Nal? That's the only thing Rashi explains. But from that we can reconstruct everything else. Since Rabbi Yossi says that a Kava Kiteh is not a Nal because it's not Shavu Bakel, so it's not a normal footwear. So what does Rabbi Meir hold? That it's normal for him? As Rashi says in Shabbos B'Feirish. No, but now Shasham, which is not normal for anybody, so it's not enough. So that's the Chara, the Sugya. I'll leave it to Rashi. The problem is, first problem is, how does this stem with the Gemara and Shabbos? Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Samach Omer Aleph. Same Gemara and Omer Beis. The Gemara is a Shalom the Girsa. It's Machlekes Amei Rav Yosi. So the Gemara brings that there were Amaroim, Shmuel, and Rav Huna, that they had an opposite gifts in the Mishnah. That Rav Meir said that he's not Yaitzi, and Rav Yosi says that he is Yaitzi. The Gemara wants to show that all of these Amaroim who had an opposite gifts in the Mishnah were Chayzer, and they came around to our Girsa, that Rav Meir says it's Mutter, and Rav Yosi says that it's also to wear this Kava Kiteh and Shabbos. That's the backdrop of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, here it is, by the Aleph from the Gaisa Bach. Zot the Gemara, Af Shmuel Hadabay. Shmuel was Chayzer from his having been Mahapach the Girsa. How do we know? This Nan, we have a Mishnah, Yavomis, Cholsa Besandel Shein Shaloi, Besandel Shalei, Tishishmol Biamin, Chalitzak Shero, says the Mishnah Yavomis, that Chalitza with the Sandel Shalei is a Kosra Chalitza, it's called a Nal. And we said, who's the Tan of this Mishnah who says that a sandal shleitz is called a na'al? The Torah says you need a na'al for chalitza. And the Mishnah says a sandal shleitz is called a na'al. So we said, who's the Tan of this Mishnah? Amar Shmuel, Rav Meir, it's not a ketayyetzim kashli, the Rav Meir, Rav Yosi Yosef. So this Mishnah that says that a na'al, that a sandal shleitz is called a na'al, is like Rav Meir, that you could be Yosef with a sandal shleitz. But according to Yosi, that you can't be Yosi with that you could be Yosi with a Kava Kiteya. According to Yosi, you can't be Yosi with a Kava Kiteya. So it's Sandal Shalaitz. It's not called a Nal. So what the Gemara wants from it is that you see that the Meir, that Shmuel has changed his mind and came around to the Girsa of the Mishnah. The Meir is the one who says you could, and Yosi is the one who says you cannot wear a Kava Kiteya on Shabbos. Not like he had originally changed the Girsa. But Linyanenu says in this Gemara that Shmuel said, Shmuel's Madana, that the din of sandal shleitz by chalitza is totally the din of kafa kiteya and Shabbos. So there's two questions here. I'll start with the more minor one, maybe. I mean, I don't have more minor, maybe. I'll start with one that we shouldn't talk about explicitly, but then we'll talk about the one that's right now more pressing on a pressing. The minor issue is that Shmuel says that it's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. But in Agamor, Rava said that it's not a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yosi at all. Rav Meir and Rav Yosi both agree that a kava kiteh really is an al. It's just that Rav Yosi has a gzeira and Shabbos that you might come to carry it. Well, gzeira and Shabbos you might come to carry it. It has nothing to do with chalitza. So it's not Rav Meir. Rav Yosi agrees to Rav Meir. Agamor says Rav Yosi fundamentally agrees to Rav Meir. The Shabbos says is, I think, gzeira, a side gzeira. So what's going on? So this kasha Taisus is very busy with. Taisus is by us in the sugya. Places a whole mahalach, the re, that according to Rabbi Yosi, that with Geis, that it might fall off. So you see, it's something that's want likely to fall off. If it's likely to fall off, it means it doesn't fit so well. If it doesn't fit so well, then it's possible for Chalitza, because Chalitza has to be Lefimi Dose. That's what Shmuel over here meant. Shmuel's not really talking about the issue of wood, he's talking about the issue of well fitting. since Rabbi Yossi also sandal shalates doesn't fit so well, like a kava kite doesn't fit so well. It's that snug, and apparently, it, just like a kava kite is not so snug, a wooden shoe is also not so snug, even a regular wooden shoe. So that's a shiloh, a wooden shoe, since it's not so snug, it might fall off. So in Shabbos, that's a cause for exer, according to Rabbi Yossi. And by chalitz, it's a cause to say that it's no, that it's not the, that it's not a kosher chalitz. The Ritva answers, poshut, that, and Rashi certainly not that way. That's not, Rashi and Shabbos doesn't say that. Rashi and Shabbos says the machlekes is whether a wooden shoe is a shoe. I mean, Rashi certainly should explain that, if that was what was going on. Rashi's beferish. Mantana, the sandal shleitz chosim naloi. Doesn't say mantana, that the sandal shleitz fits and won't fall off. So Rashi's about it not like places. So some of the Rashi will say, like the Ritva says over here, that statue of Bikash is Shmuel holds like a bay. Shmuel holds like a bay in Arsugya, that the Machlekes are, that bay understood, like the Havri Nagamar understood, that the Machlekes are made of Yaisi is a fundamental Machlekes, whether a Kavakite is a Ka, is a Nal. Aye, if it's a Nal, if it's not a Nal according to Rabbi Yaisi, so why is it also in Yom Kippur? Rabbi said, a Teretz Mishum Tainuk, but that really rover blew out of the water. So he says, well, maybe Shmuel didn't have the brisa that Shavim B'yom HaKippurim Shavasa. Not all them, right? Not to have all the brises. So the Nela, that's not a kasha. So, in other words, the Kitzur, the Ritva answers Pashut, that Shmuel's going like the Havamin of Agamara, like Abaye, that Ramei and Yosi really are arguing about whether a Kavakite is a Nal. They're not arguing about it's a Zaitik Gzera of carrying. They're arguing whether or not it's a Nal. Right. But there's a different problem. According to Rashi, but the machlekes by kavakiteya is because it's not shava b'koil, and Rabbi Yossi says that you that a kavakiteya is not a nal because it's not shava b'koil, and conversely, Rav Meir holds that a kavakiteya is a nal, like Rashi said in the Mishnah Shabbos, because it's nal didei, because for a kiteya it's a normal nal. So what does it have to do with sandal shalates? Manashach, a sandal shalates. I don't know if it's a normal nal or not. If it's a normal nal, then it should be nal lekuli alma. You know, it's a shava b'kel. Is a nal shleitz shava b'kel? I mean, in Holland, they wear nal shleitz, but is it shava b'kel? So not really mafurish anywhere. I don't know. Maybe and maybe no. But either way, the Gemara doesn't make any sense the way Rashi's learning the machlekes Yemei and Rabbi Yossi, because mimanoshach. If a sandal shleitz is shava b'kel, so then the kuli alma should be now. What's the? It's not the same as kavakiteya. Kavakiteya is not shava b'kel. And if you tell me maybe a sandal shalates is shava b'kel, maybe it is normal. Maybe that's a normal thing. A sandal shalates, like the little Dutch boy. Maybe that's a normal sandal. So then why would Rabbi Yossi say? No, it's kind of like this. If it's a normal nal, if it's shava b'kel, so why would Rabbi Yossi say that it's not a nal? And if it's not shava b'kol, then why would Ramei say that it is a nal? Ramei only says a kava kiteya is a nal because it's nal didei. It's normal for a kiteya. But a sandal shleitz, he's not a kiteya, so it's not a good kiteya. So a sandal shleitz is, if it's shava b'kol, it should be good according to everybody. If it's not shava b'kol, it should be good even according to Ramei because you don't have the svar of nal didei. This has to do with what we were talking about before. L'chayr, the way Rashi learned the machlekes of Yosi and Ramei. Rabbi Yossi holds you need shava b'kol. Rabbi Meir holds you don't need shava b'kol because it's nal didei, so it's normal for a kiteya. But it has to at least be normal for a kiteya. At least that's what Rashi said in Shabbos. Rashi was more sosum, but Rashi and Shabbos had that way beferish. So I don't understand this Gemara. Manashach, according to Rabbi Yossi, should be nal according to anybody. I mean, manashach. If it's sandal shleitz is a nal, it should be nal l'kuli alma because it's shava b'kol. And if it's not shava b'kol, then it shouldn't be according to anybody. But it has nothing to do with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So what's pshat in this Gemara? And then it's Rashi here in Shabbos says that the machlekes are made of Yaisi is whether a sandal shall eat is choshev not is choshev nalim. I'm sorry, that's not really true. But mantana the sandal shall eat choshev nalim is going on sandal shall eat the Mishnah Yevamos. Rashi doesn't spell out what's the machlekes are made of Yaisi by kava kiteya. But from the fact that the Gemara is medamit, Rashi mantana who's the tana holds the sandal shall eat is called a nal. It's called nalim. Nalim is the lashon of the apostle. not now today. It's not aloy shalach. The chod says na'aloy. So you need na'aloy. You need the na'al of the pasuk. So who says a sand of slates is called a na'al? So Rav Shmuel says Rav Meir, not Rav Yosi. So it sounds like from the Gemara, where Rashi is explaining it, that the Nakuda, not without even Rashi, it sounds from the Gemara itself, that the, and Rashi spells it out, that the Nakuda here is that the Shmuel apparently held that Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yosi is about a na'al shel eitz. Is a na'al shel eitz a na'al? And nothing to do with anything else. So is a na'al shel eitz a na'al? Nothing to do with Shalom HaKayil. Or nothing to do with Na'al Didei. Those are as far as like Kava Kiteya. It's not Shava Bakal, because most people are not a Kiteya. But for, he is a Kiteya, so it's Na'al Didei. What does it have to do with Sandor Slates? I want to stress, it's not a steer in the Sugyas. Because Agamar doesn't say what the Machlekes Amei and Rav Yosi is. For all I know, in Agamar, the Machlekes Amei and Rav Yosi could be about Na'al Slates. There's a sandal slate called an al. You have to know what about Sham? Why is Sham worse? But I'll compare him. This Gemara says the Machlekes Amei and Rav Yosi. The one Shabbos says the Machlekes Amei and Rav Yosi is about Na'al Shalates. Maybe Agamar is that way also. But in Rashi the Mavur, not the Rashi the Mavur is Mavur, that the reason why a Kavik Kitei is not a sandal, is not a Na'al according to Rav Yosi, is because it's not Shom Bakil. And according to Meir, Rashi and Shabbos says because it's Na'al Didei. So neither of those svaras have any relevance to a Stam Sandal Shalais. A Sandal Shalais, either it's a say, either Shavu B'Kol, it's not Shavu B'Kol. It's nothing to do with the Meir of Yosi. It's not the only Gemara that's Shabbat. It's another Gemara in Yevamos. Here we really get into the heart of the sugya. Says the Gemara, this is Yevamos Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. See it towards the top. I'm waving my cursor at it. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Give me a second.